Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Well, big girls might not cry, but don't you love that song, The Jersey Boys? Of course, it's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, but The Jersey Boys. I think that's pretty much, these days, that's what people know. They know The Jersey Boys, even more so than Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, although Frankie Valli's still touring. So he's out there. We're going to spend this half hour. Oh, I should tell you, I'm Paul Lisnick in for Lisa Dent. I have left my world of WGN-TV politics and law for the afternoon to join and talk about theater. And I've got two guests in studio with me. I'm just so excited that they're here and so nice of them to come in on the holiday times. You're about to meet the executive director of the Mercury Theater, Walter Stearns, and the founder of the Mercury Theater, right? If I've got that right. And also one of the grand stars at the Mercury Theater. He's there now, both in Young Frankenstein with a little green makeup, which he could have worn today, but he didn't. But he's also one of the Jersey Boys. So he's a man for all seasons. Andrew McNaughton is here. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
It is great.
So we're going to talk about both shows. Let me start with Young Frankenstein, because that one's actually closing New Year's Eve. So, Walter, let me just start with you. Then we'll get to the monster. Let's and by monster, I mean, yes, I mean Andrew, who's the monster. Yeah, so, right, I know. So, but yeah, talking about Young Frankenstein, that was a challenge. Everything you take on is a challenge, but that was huge.
Yeah, I like to say big show, little theater, right? Big dream, big fantasy, little theater.
Yeah.
And I've been on kind of a Mel Brooks streak this year. We did The Producers at Music Theater Works, right, and now Young Frankenstein at the Mercury Theater. And we're having a great time with the show. And the man, thank God, Mel Brooks is still around and kicking, 97 years old. And I'm super proud of both of these productions that we've done this last year. And gosh, the Young Frankenstein is going strong. It's one of the strongest shows we've done at the Mercury Theater, and it's selling out every night. We still have tickets, I think, for Saturday and Sunday.
So. Well, and Sunday night, that's New Year's Eve, and you're kind of doing a New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah, it's our final, last hurrah. And, you know, for people who go to the theater often, you know there's like a growth in the production between the opening and the closing. And so we really pull out all the stops for that closing performance. And, you know, what a great way to send out 2023 and welcome in the new year.
Yeah, that show has been just so popular. And by the way, the guy doing news for me yesterday was your harmonica player in Big River. So you see, everybody has a double life. Andrew, let's come to you.
Yeah.
Did you audition for the role of the Frankenstein monster? Because it's a really unique one.
Yeah, when I showed up, it kind of went, I just showed up to the auditions, and then over time, they brought me in for the monster, and then that was a hoot.
So you first came in saying, hey, just cast me.
Hey, just cast me. Yeah, I just showed up, and then over time, they brought me in for the monster, and it was wonderful. We did a tap call, which was really exciting and really fun.
And you get to tap as the monster.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's very exciting. It's a great production. It's a lot of fun. I mean, you can tell that we're all having fun on stage as well. So
the audience, I mean, the night I was there, I mean, people just rolling in the floors people coming back over and over again, because Mel Brooks, Walter, would be proud of this production. And of course, you don't, Andrew, you don't get as many lines because you're a lot of, well, can you, let me just put you on the spot for a little bit. Can you give us just what we'll call a line of the monster?
Oh, well, if there's a line that the monster would say, it would be,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's exactly it.
Yeah.
I think Peter Boyle in the movie would be also very proud of that today. So did you have to work on, I mean, is that like, oh, I can do that? Or is there training for that?
I mean, yeah, at the start of rehearsals, it was kind of tricky changing my voice so much. So I worked over time throughout the rehearsals.
Does it hurt? Is it stressful in your
voice? Oh, no. At first, it was just kind of like, oh, this is a very different place in my voice. So having to work on that and working on my vocal technique to be the monster, especially with all of those noises and stuff. And then over time, it just kind of came more naturally. And over the course of the run, I've gotten more comfortable, and because it's a muscle, it just got stronger.
Andrew's being very modest because he's created a whole language for the monster. I mean, he understands what you and I might not understand, but every line is actual language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, people, we did a podcast together, you and many other members of the cast, mm-hmm. so people can go to WGNradio.com and watch our Young Frankenstein interview. You get even more of Andrew
behind
the scenes of fellow cast members. But you've got some folks there Sean Fortunato, different people who will sometimes play serious roles in various shows, but you got them all being crazy this time around, and it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it takes a very serious actor to be very funny. right? We have to find the reality.
That is true, isn't it?
We have to find, like, the honesty in the role. And I think that they're just really reveling in not doing a tragedy and doing something that's kind of buoyant and fun and ridiculous.
It's absolutely what Walter is saying. It's like playing the truth and playing these people in extraordinary circumstances, you know? And I think that we always lead with truth that then becomes Mel Brooks comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and of course, when the cast walks out after the show, I know a lot of audience members stay around. It's kind of the backstage sort of visiting and stage door kind of thing. But Andrew, you're kind of unrecognizable in your costume. So when you come out, do you leave the green makeup on or do you kind of announce, I was the guy?
Sometimes I do, and then sometimes I don't. Whenever I do it, it's absolutely apparent that I am the monster. And sometimes when I walk out, people have to, if there's other cast members around me, they go, he was the monster. And they all go with a light bulb in their head, oh, you were the monster. So it's really wonderful. But yeah, everybody's been really complimentary towards us. So.
You ever get pulled over by the police in green makeup?
No, but I think I did scare a few children around Halloween, that Halloween week, walking down the street.
Thank goodness it was only Halloween.
It was only Halloween.
Although you took the whole week to do it. So.
Yes.
Well, Young Frankenstein, that's at the Mercury Theater through New Year's Eve with a special New Year's Eve fun and performance. And so I want to talk about that, but we definitely also have to go to what's coming to the Mercury Theater because this is incredibly exciting for a host of reasons we need to explain. It's a big deal that Mercury Theater is going to be doing the Jersey Boys, and we're going to do that. But I know as you guys are sitting here, you've been wondering what the traffic might be like on your way home, and so we're going to take a quick break and get a check on the traffic and weather from Gabe Salgado, who I think has seen Young Frankenstein. I hope, Gabe.
I have not, but I will say it's an honor to finally talk to a Frankenstein for a change.
And as you hear Walk Like a Man from the Jersey Boys, originally, of course, written by and created by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, with me in studio, Walter Stearns of the Mercury Theater and Andrew McNaughton, who will be one of those Jersey Boys when it comes to the Mercury Theater, playing Bob Gaudio in that show. By the way, I noticed you were kind of humming along there, Andrew, as you were listening, so I stopped the music. Can you fill in the next line?
We were just listening to Walk Like a Man.
Oh, how you tried to let me down aside.
There you go. That's the next line. That's what I asked
for. That goes to the verse there.
All right. Take us to the top of the hour. No, I'm kidding. So, Walter, I mentioned before the break that the fact that Mercury Theater has the Jersey Boys, this is not a matter of, oh, okay, it's just because it'll be all over the place. No, it's not about that. This has been a deal long in the works.
It certainly has. This is a show that I fell in love with. Gosh, I think maybe about 15 years ago when I saw it for the first time. And gosh, I just yearned to bring it to our theater. And so we started applying for it and we started like figuring out how could we possibly get the rights to do this show. And, you know, I've been at this a long time. This is my 26th year producing in Chicago theater. Yeah. And gosh, I've never had a project as monumental as this Jersey Boys musical. So we're pulling out all the stops, you know, we're putting all our chips in, and we're going to let this one play.
And I mean, this was a selection process, right? I mean, this is like they picked you. They picked Mercury Theater. They could have had, I'm sure, many other theaters wanted this in the Chicago area.
That's right. Yeah, it's, you know, we're all kind of fighting over the same titles, and this is a particularly hot title. This is a great show. It won 4 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and the Olivier Award as Best New Musical, and it is a significant work, and I have a deep appreciation for the material, as does Andrew, as do the whole creative team that we put together for this show. And we were granted the rights to do the show. And so we're doing a built-in Chicago Jersey Boys. It feels very Midwestern. It's the story of these blue-collar guys.
Jersey guys. And it opens on March 15th, but of course, tickets already on sale, right? That would also make a nice little Christmas time gift. Playing at least until May 19th, hopefully longer. I'll bet the response is incredible. But Andrew, so it's one thing to play kind of a fictional character like in Young Frankenstein, but here you're playing a guy. I mean, Bob Gaudio lived. I think he's gone now, right?
No, he's still alive.
He's still around. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's call him. We'll see. We have a surprise. We'll have him. We've got him on. No, but so when you play somebody who's alive, I mean, that means there's an actual Bob Gaudio who lived that life. What does it mean to your research and preparation over and above the rehearsal process?
It means a lot. It's wonderful to follow their life. I mean, the course of Jersey Boys is 40 years spanning of their life. And so it all starts when he did the Royal Teens when he was 15 years old and wrote Short Shorts and then joined the group when he was 16 years old. So there's a lot to his life and all of their lives and how he ended up being the manager of Frankie Valli when Frankie Valli was older for his solo career. I think it's wonderful to have all of that knowledge and research, but also bring my own twist to the character as well, since it is a musical in its sense. It's not, it is autobiographical, but it's also fun to have our own spin on the characters as well.
And you've got a little, the other thing about Walk Like a Man is that I had interviewed the original touring cast of Jersey Boys. There's this like dance that you have to do, and it looks easy. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's every single one of their numbers in the show is very intricate, and it would be very difficult to remember, yes, I have to do this hand on this movement, and it's all very similar but slightly different, and it's very sharp and very choreographed, and it looks incredible whenever it's done that way.
And Brett Didier is doing choreography for this, right?
Christopher Chase Carter is doing the choreography. Brenda and I are co-directing the show.
Perfect. But my question is, we know the Jersey Boys are the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons moves and all that. Do you have to be true to what we saw on Broadway or the tour, or can you do your own thing in terms of choreography?
We're trying to be as authentic as we can. We want to bring these Jersey Boys to life. There are still people who remember them fondly and remember watching them live. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to reproduce the performances, the choreography, and kind of the vocal and the sound of the show, because they really sort of had a fresh and original musical sound that involved a lot of vocal doubling. I don't know if you know about that, but on the recordings, Frankie would sing with Frankie. They would layer his voice on top of himself so it sounded fuller and richer, and we do a similar thing live on stage.
And by the way, Andrew, when you auditioned for Young Frankenstein, playing till the 31st, mm-hmm. you went in, you auditioned, they went, okay, mm-hmm. we're going to give you the guy who grunts. Mm-hmm. Did you also go in this time? It's a great role. But did you go in this time and say, okay, play me, or did you say, I want Bob Gaudio?
This time around, this has been a dream role of mine since I'm 16 years old. So when I went in a little aggressive for the role.
Okay.
But it was a wonderful audition process, and we have wonderful callback at really great collaboration on the whole process, which ended up with a wonderful outcome. I have a deep love for this show, and I think all of us, all the four that they chose for the four seasons, is that we all have a deep love for this show and admiration.
And people need to get tickets at mercurytheater.org. I got that right, right?
It's Mercury Theater Chicago.
mercurytheaterchicago.com. So forget, that's what happens when you go with memory and you don't look at notes. mercurytheaterchicago.com. I'll say it one more time. mercurytheaterchicago.com. It opens March 15th, playing through May 19th.